Joining us today is Brett Matich, the CEO, President and Director of Max Resource Company, which are listed on the TSX with the ticker MXR. Max Resource is a strategic metals and gold exploration company with a district-scale copper-silver project in Colombia and a newly acquired gold project in Peru. Hi, Brett. Nice to speak with you today.
Yeah, great to be here, Stuart.
Thanks for your time. First of all, then, please, could you start off by introducing the company and the two main projects you have?
Yeah, Max Resource is listed on the TSXV Venture Exchange. We're a junior exploration company. Our focus is the Caesar Copper Silver Project in Northeast Colombia. There's a huge amount of infrastructure there. There's a major or the largest coal mining operation in South America. We're looking for copper. It's the first time that anyone's looked for copper on a large scale, and we've had huge success, only been there for some 2 years.
Fantastic. And you've had some news out today as well regarding mining concessions, which of course will lead to permits. Can you give us some more details on that?
Yeah, the market's been waiting for this. We've had approval of our first mining concessions. The mining concessions are in a prime area, which we call Yuru, 70 square kilometres, a huge amount of copper that we've discovered there. And we're going now through the drill permit stage and then through the drilling. This will be the first ever modern drilling exploration in targeting copper in this belt. And that's a big thing. It's a complete copper belt. It's not just one deposit. We see a number of deposits, and it's getting a lot of attention.
Super. Can you tell us more about the area, and are there any other mining companies active nearby?
So the area there is, like I said, it has major coal operations. It's part of a basin system, and where you have these major copper systems, it's very common to have major coal mining systems and major oil and gas. It's got all the ingredients, and also it feeds off the infrastructure that's there. There's railway lines, major airports, hydroelectricity, wharf facilities, rail lines. It's all there. It's just a matter of, was this copper system all sticking together? And what we've seen over the last couple of years, the amount of copper over a huge area, and it looks like it's sticking together. And we're very excited to see the next stage of drilling.
Excellent. So it's already a mining-friendly jurisdiction.
Absolutely. And also, being the community used to the mining operations, you'll find that it's quickly accepted. We have a great relationship with the community. The Colombian government are really pushing forward on copper exploration. A lot of these majors are moving out of coal. They're moving forward. We've got a huge amount of support from the government. All our field team is all local. We have local geologists, local local groups and field hands that are moving up through the system. So we're very excited. It's taken a couple of years to establish this, but we're definitely in an exciting time right now.
So what's the near-term roadmap looking like now you've secured the mining concessions?
So the near term is to build up more of the copper in this region, to come to that drilling stage. There's a lot of eyes on us, but eventually this whole project is going to be actually too big for us. So we've got a lot of majors in the world. They are looking for copper. With the shortage of copper, copper is the number one metal needed for the clean energy system. In an electric vehicle, there's four times as much copper used compared to a combustion vehicle. So that's going to be the next stage. And we see a lot of attraction here.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, actually. What was the market opportunity you see at the moment in strategic metals? And how do you see this sector developing over the coming years?
So copper this year, we had a huge mining boom some 10 years ago. But it's sort of the perfect storm at the moment with this clean energy build-up of technology. And there's been very little copper discoveries over the last 10 years. The copper price this year has broken all-time records in relation to the pricing, and it's predicted to continue on and be extremely higher. So there's a huge amount of attention, and simply you need copper, copper, copper.
Right commodity, right time. You've also recently acquired the RT Gold project in Peru. What was the draw with this, and what are your near to midterm goals for the project?
So the copper project in Peru, the RT Gold project, no one's actually been out there for the last 10 years. It's a very high grade, extremely high grades. That was the attention there, and also the access. So one of the things we're what we're working out is to get out there, access on the field to prepare for a drilling program. We suspect that's going to happen early next year, and we're very excited. Once we start drilling this, we feel that the drill targets are all ready to go. So very, very high-grade gold system. And from my point of view, I think it's one of the most attractive early-stage drill-ready gold copper systems.
A question about funding. Are you in a position to move forward with the drilling now, or are you looking to bring in partners?
We're very well funded at the moment. Your first drilling program we're seeing at the Caesar Copper Project, the drilling is going to be very shallow because it's very close to the surface. So we see our first drilling phase to be cashed up, to be able to go through that first drilling phase. So we are all ready to go in relation to be able to pay for that first lot of drilling, which we suspect is going to be early next year.
Fantastic. Finally, please, can you give investors three reasons to invest in Max Resource Corp?
The first reason is management. So the management, successful management. Also, our success in building out the team there in Colombia. The second part of it is we're in an area where all the parts are coming together. You've got the parts of a very large system, which is all coming together there. And the third one is our exploration is all year round. It's very unusual for junior companies to be able to have all year round exploration. And all year round exploration means a huge amount of progress. We have news releases consistently, and we're consistently getting results. So they're the three main reasons. And right now, I think we're on the cusp edge of going into that next level and next phase of advancement of our copper exploration system, which is the Caesar Copper Silver Project in northeastern Colombia.
Fantastic. Well, many thanks for your time today, Brett, and I do hope we can catch up again soon for an update. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Stuart, and look forward to having another chat very soon.
Thank you. All the best. You've been listening to an interview with Brett Matich, the CEO, President and Director of Max Resource Company, who are listed on the TSX with the ticker MXR.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.